Hi, listeners, and welcome to our latest podcast. I'm here with the lovely Jen McDonald. Hi, Jen. How are you doing?
Hi, Barry. I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. If you're listening, listeners, which of course you would be because it's a live podcast, Jen is our first actress in our next night of Broadway at the Harbour Arts Centre on the 11th of June. How are you doing? How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm really actually excited, Barry. I'm so excited to get down to Irvine and to just show everybody my rep and just to meet everybody and see what Harbour Arts Centre is all about.
I think they're in for a good night, by the way, Jen, because your bubbly personality and your voice is amazing. And this is the first time that you will be performing down at the Harbour Arts Centre. And I think it's going to be a memorable night.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Barry. I think it's going to be really, really fun. There's some great songs and pieces planned for the evening. Great night of live music. Great night to celebrate some Scottish performers, which is also very important. So yeah, I'm raring to go. Can't wait to come down and see everybody.
So Jen, if anybody that's listening to this podcast has never seen your work or seen you perform, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Jen McDonald?
Well, I am a performer based in Glasgow, and I have been performing for a number of years now, and I've done a few gigs through in Glasgow, a few gigs through in Edinburgh, but this will be my first time down in Ayrshire, which is something I'm very excited about, and I'm looking forward to sharing my bit with everybody and giving a good blast of some old classic musical theatre songs.
Jen, tell me something. Mm-hmm. You were telling me the last time that I met up with you that you studied musical theatre. Why did you decide to study musical theatre? What is it about musical theatre that kind of makes you want to perform?
Well, musical theatre to me is so magical. I think that one minute you can have a really intense dramatic scene, and next you can have a full-on tap dance number. So possibilities in musical theatre are completely endless. And I also think it's a great tool to be emotive, so you can have many different things happening at once through different mediums, so song, dance, singing, speech. And I think it really captivated me when I first saw my very first musical when I was 8 in Edinburgh, and that was Les Mis. And just the emotions that the music stirred inside me was just amazing. I kind of caught the bug there and then, and I thought, I have to do that, and I have to study musical theatre because it's just magical, something I really, really love.
So you were talking about Les Mis there. Now, that follows on to my next question. Would you say that that's your favourite show, or do you have a separate all-time favourite musical theatre show?
That's such a hard question for me. I just say Les Mis is one of my favourites, but I wouldn't say it's the favourite.
So you're not a die-hard fan then, Jen? You're not hardcore?
Of Les Mis? I wouldn't say I've Les Mis, but I do really, really enjoy it. I actually prefer Miss Saigon.
Ooh.
Miss Saigon's one of my favourites. I was so lucky just to see it there before it finished in the West End.
Did you enjoy it?
I did really, really enjoy it. It was a phenomenal performance. Very tight, great set. It was just brilliant. I just love the music. But my ultimate favourite musical is Singing in the Rain, because I absolutely adore Gene Kelly.
Okay.
I genuinely love him. I think he's a master, one of the best performers of all time. And I just think that musical is just so uplifting. And I just love the tap dancing. I'm a bit of an oldie, like classic musical theatre fan when it comes to that respect. And Gene Kelly is just magical. So, yeah, Singing in the Rain to me is my favourite of all time.
So, now that we know what your favourite musical is, what if I could say, Jen, I could give you any role, what would be your dream role that you would want to be in your musical theatre, and why?
Okay, so considering I do love classics, I would probably go down the route of Maria from The Sound of Music, or Anna from The King and I. Just I think those characters are brilliant. They're so caring, yet have really difficult decisions to make. Plus the music's just lovely. Just Rodgers and Hammerstein in its best. But if I was going to go a wee bit more contemporary, I would probably say Kathy from The Last 5 Years, just because I think that character's brilliant. I just think the songs are great. The journey the character goes on is brilliant. And I just think it'd be such a hard role to play, but also a really good challenge, vocally and acting-wise, and just one I'd love to tackle.
So see, if someone's listening to our podcast and they've never been to a night of Broadway down at the Harbour Arts Centre, how would you explain the night to them?
I'd say the night is just a great celebration of what musical theatre is. Some great classics, some great contemporary pieces. It just gives you a taste of how amazing musical theatre is. It's a great night of live music, great banter, and just a night to just kick back and relax and just appreciate some real great material there.
So what is it that you're looking forward to the most of coming down to the Harbour Arts Centre in Irvine and performing? Do you have anything that you're looking forward to the most?
I think I'm looking forward to the audience, because I've heard that they're a great, lively bunch. There's some brilliant banter to be had. Something that I love is a glass region. You can't have enough banter. It's something I'm really, really looking forward to.
I can tell you right now, Jen, you'll fit in. You'll definitely fit
brilliant.
In.
Oh, brilliant. I'm looking forward to it. Plus, I just want to work with some brilliant Scottish artists. I'm just really looking forward to a wee collaboration there with yourself also. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but
you can.
But I'd love to just meet everybody and just have a really good night. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Now, if you're listening, audiences, listeners, the last two shows sold out. Jen, can you believe it? The last two shows sold out. So this is our third show of the year. So if you're thinking about buying tickets, get them just now. The link will be down below on the screen, or it will be telephone 01294-274059, and that's a Harbour Arts Centre. Now, before we finish up, Jen, can you give us a little exclusive to what you'll be singing on the night, or are you keeping it hush-hush?
Okay, I'll maybe give away one number just because I think it's quite a famous number. I'm going to do my, I don't want to say tribute, but I'm going to try and do my best to live up to Elaine Page. So I'm going to be giving you some memory from Cats.
Oh, nice.
So, and I think I'll keep the rest for the night. I think I'll just give you that little golden nugget there of what I'm hoping is going to be the most popular one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to giving that a bash.
I mean, you're doing a duet, but we'll not tell them what we're doing yet.
No,
we'll leave that to the night.
That secret.
Yeah,
keep
it's going to be good.
Keep your hand in there so that you come and definitely see the show.
Yeah, because it will not be one that you'll expect us to sing. Definitely
no,
not.
No, definitely not. Did you say that at the same time? Yeah, definitely.
It'll be Queen. No, it's not Queen. So thank you very much, Jen, for talking to us. And we only get roughly about 8 to 10 minutes on our podcast. So if you're listening, listeners, the telephone number to book your tickets to the Harbour Arts Centre on the 11th of June is 01294-274059. That's 01294-274059. Or visit our website, capitalrock.com, or use the link below on the podcast. Thank you very much, Jen, and thank you very much, listeners.
Thanks, bye.